Welcome to Spitalfields Music's What Next podcast series. Throughout our summer festival, we're asking people the question, what next? Today, Chrissy Nicholson, local resident and co-founder of the East End Trades Guild, talks to us about what next for small businesses in the area.
So my name is Chrissy Nicholson. I'm the co-founder of the East End Trades Guild, which was launched on the 19th of November in 2012. Prior to the launch, I'd spent a good deal of time, over a year, I'd say, getting to know local businesses and spending time with them and talking with them about what their concerns were and what their issues were. At this time, I was studying a master's degree in community organising, and I thought it would be a good idea to apply the theory and practice of community organising to this new field, and I was encouraged to do so by my peers at the time. I'd read a story about Paul Gardner from Gardner's Bags on Commercial Street. You will probably know about Paul Gardner. He's legendary. If you don't know about him, then go and visit his shop, 149 Commercial Street. Paul will regale you with any number of wonderful stories. So that's what he did to me when I first met him. He's an absolutely charming individual, and his shop is a work of art. And Paul, the reason I was kind of went to his shop was because there was an article on Spitalfields Life about an artificial rent hike, which, due to the story being published in Spitalfields Life, was negotiated back down. And this really interested me because residents were facing similar problems with the cost of housing and their rents. And so this problem was kind of universal across residents and businesses as well. And I asked Paul, you know, who else should I go and speak to? And he referred me to other businesses. And slowly over time, it became a kind of a much more of a group effort. And at meetings, we decided that the strategy should be to introduce ourselves as a powerful new organisation in the area so that we could negotiate with the existing powers, such as the council and big businesses, etc. And it worked. We had a glorious launch with approximately 200 founding members. Paul gave a speech, and Shanaz Khan, who's acting chair, gave an extraordinarily powerful speech. You could hear a pin drop at Christchurch. There was music, there was a fanfare, there was food from local businesses, there was around 300 people from the general public, and it was a real celebration of the cultural, the social, as well as the economic value of small, independent, proprietor-owned and run businesses in this area. And it is these businesses which give the area its distinctive character. And if we are to lose them, then we lose the heritage of the East End. So they're very, very precious, not just because of that, but also because, on average, the members of the East End Trades Guild know 80 people by name. Some of them will know more. So they're the glue that hold people in relationships with other people locally as well. They recirculate money within the economy. They're not extractive like a lot of the brand names here. They are essential, and all over the country, these little businesses are the backbone of the national economy. So what next? For the East End Trades Guild, it's moving towards its annual general meeting, and it wants to expand. It wants to have as many different members as possible that fit the kind of small, independent, proprietor-owned and red criteria. And we want to ensure that the members' issues are taken seriously, that we work in partnership with other stakeholders, and you know, we continue to serve the community of the East End. And I believe Shanaz Khan is going to come and speak to you as well, so you're in for a treat.
That was Chrissy Nicholson with her thoughts on what next for small businesses in the area. Tomorrow, MP for Bethnal Green and Bow, Rushnara Ali, tackles what next. During our summer festival, we're releasing a new podcast each day. Find out more at spitalfieldsmusic.org.uk or subscribe on iTunes.